तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा
So around about 50% of us are saying migration levels are too high, but that's not necessarily shaping how we feel about migrants coming to Australia and the contribution that migration has made.
SBS Examines-को अर्को श्रृङ्खलामा स्वागत छ, म कृष्ण पोखरेल। आजको श्रृङ्खलामा हामी आप्रवासी र शरणार्थी पृष्ठभूमिका मानिसहरू विरुद्ध भइरहेका भेदभावका घटनालाई हेर्दैछौँ। विदेशमा आप्रवासनको विषय ध्रुवीकृत बनिरहेका बेला अस्ट्रेलियामा भने आप्रवासीहरूप्रतिको दृष्टिकोण भने प्राय सकारात्मक छ। डाक्टर जेम्स ओडोनल अस्ट्रेलियन नेसनल युनिभर्सिटीका जनसङ्ख्यायिकविद हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि अस्ट्रेलियनहरू आप्रवासनको स्तर र आप्रवासीहरूका बारेमा कस्तो महसुस गर्छन् भन्ने कुरामा भिन्नता देखाइरहेका छन्।
When you ask those people that say migration levels are too high, we're still seeing 3/4 of them say that multiculturalism has been good for Australia. Around about 2/3 still say that migration has benefited the Australian economy, society and culture as well.
तर के आप्रवासन सम्बन्धी विश्वासहरू कहिलेकाहीँ भेदभावका रूपमा देखिन्छन् त भन्ने प्रश्नमा डाक्टर ओ डोनल भन्छन् कि कहिलेकाहीँ आर्थिक तनाव र कठिनाईले मनोवृत्तिमा असर गर्न सक्छ।
When people are worried about the economy and when they themselves experience unemployment, financial stress, their attitudes towards migration deteriorate a little bit. Then more likely to say things like migrants increase house prices or they take away jobs.
आप्रवासीहरु आफ्नो चाहनाले वा रोजाइले बसाइ सर्ने भए पनि शरणार्थीहरु भने सुरक्षित स्थानको खोजी गर्दै आफ्नो देशबाट भाग्न बाध्य भएका हुन्छन्। तर दुवै समूह आधारहीन दावी र झुटा परम्परागत सोचको शिकार बनिरहेका छन्। युनिभर्सिटी अफ न्यू साउथ वेल्समा प्रोफेसर ड्यानियल केजलबास गलत सूचनाहरूसँग लड्नका लागि एक विधिमा काम गरिरहेका छन्।
Refugees and migrants have contributed hugely to Australia, but they've also unfairly been blamed from everything from the housing crisis to rising inflation. And you know, this is an age-old tactic where political actors exploit xenophobia for their political advantage.
प्राध्यापक गिजलवास द्रुत गतिमा फैलिरहेको गलत सूचनालाई रोक्न फ्याक्ट स्यान्डविच विधि प्रयोग गर्न सकिने बताउँछन्। उनले यसलाई यसरी व्याख्या गरे।
When Australia's borders were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic, migration was at its lowest level in a century, yet rising houses still went up. And then you want to warn about the myth. Instead of tackling the real issues, some political actors are just blaming migrants as if they're the reason that housing has become unaffordable. And then point out the fallacy. They're oversimplifying the problem to distract you from the actual causes. Then end with the fact. There are many factors that are driving Australia's housing crisis, and migration is only a very small piece of the puzzle.
भेदभाव र गलत सूचनाहरूका बारेमा बोल्नु सामाजिक एकता निर्माणका लागि एक महत्त्वपूर्ण कदम हो, तर धेरै आप्रवासी र शरणार्थीहरूका लागि यो सरल निर्णय भने होइन।
There is a constant pressure to show that you're hardworking, grateful, and never causing trouble. I often felt that if I raise any concerns, whether it's about racism, unfair policies, or discrimination, people will see me as ungrateful, but I don't want to be praised for being inspiring while being expected to accept inequality.
उनी हुन् परिसा सेकेन्डरी। सन् 2021 मा अफगानिस्तानमा तालिबान सत्तामा आएपछि परिसा त्यहाँबाट भागेर मानवीय भिसामा मेलबर्न आएकी हुन्। उनी हाल मोनास विश्वविद्यालयमा पीएचडी गर्दैछिन्। उनी भन्छिन् कि संस्थागत र सार्वजनिक दुवै स्थानमा उनले भेदभाव भोगेकी छन्।
I was trying to get help with a service and a staff member kept repeating things slowly and loudly as if I couldn't understand English. I was polite, I could speak English, but I wasn't treated with the same respect as the person before me. And there was a time on public transport when someone said, "Go back to your country," loud enough for me to hear.
यी अनुभवहरूले भावनालाई चोट पुर्याउने र नकारात्मक प्रभाव पर्ने भए पनि भावनामा अझै धेरै चोट पुग्ने सोचेर जातिवादको रिपोर्ट भने गरेकै छैनन्।
The reporting process is often confusing, slow, and emotionally exhausting. You worry about not being believed and about being blamed or about facing backlash. And sometimes you don't have the energy, especially when you're already juggling work, study, visa stress, and trauma.
यता भिक्टोरिया युनिभर्सिटीका एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर मारियो पोएका जातिवादको अनुभव गरिरहेका व्यक्तिहरूका लागि रिपोर्टिङ गर्दा आउने बाधा र आवश्यक समर्थनहरूका बारेमा अध्ययन गरिरहेका छन्।
Racism happens in all areas of society, but the biggest area is still employment, either looking for employment or at the workplace, and the concerns that it might make things even worse if you report, because you at work you might get less shifts or you lose your job.
परिसा भने आफ्नो ऊर्जा सामुदायिक संस्थाहरूमा लगाइरहेकी छिन्। वकालत र कथाहरू सुनाउँदै उनले समुदायलाई सुशिक्षित गर्दैछिन्।
These are ways I can create change by showing that we exist, we matter, and we are not going to stay silent.
SBS Examines को यो भाग निक चिम्बोलसले तयार पारेका हुन्।
अनलाइन र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepali मा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाई मा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।